can shoot out an email to Michael. I'm assuming that he wanted to write up a summary. I think that would be a great idea. So I'll email him and just remind him to send out information to everybody.
Also, Jill asked about the NGA. Has any of you received it? I haven't.
Received the what?
The
notice of grant award.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Fung. Is that Fung talking?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Andy Aronson. Bill and I just went through this problem where we hadn't gotten ours.
So
Bill Barnett's been talking to Bill Dunty about it, and I suggest you contact both Deborah Carl and Bill Dunty if you haven't gotten your NGA yet.
Bill Dunty's here on the call.
Sorry, Bill.
It's okay. So there are, I think, 3 CFAS grants that have not had their notice of awards posted, and so I know that they were kind of busy up there in grants management, and so I would recommend sending Deborah Carl an email, and just let me know if you haven't heard from her in a day or two, and maybe I can go up and see what's going on. But I think they're just rolling them out, and so I think about 2/3 of them have been issued.
Which 3 haven't received their award notices yet?
I think Feng Zhao's, Bill Barnett's, and there was one, I think Tatiana hadn't received hers either.
So this Indiana group, yeah.
So that's true. I mean, maybe I should look into seeing if there's maybe a problem at the institute level.
I do know also that Commons was down from Thursday night until late Sunday night, maybe Monday morning, so maybe there's something there also.
Yeah, we had a systems software update here at NIH.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Not a problem. Just forward to me when you get it so that I can put it in the files.
Okay. Do we have any other items that anybody wants to talk about before we just go through our project updates? I think we'll have a short call today. The other item that isn't on here is the ISBRA symposium, and Michael's not on, so we don't have any more information on that. But
are the same presenters that were at the RSA doing the ISBRA symposium?
No. It's a completely different one. I have to recall who's going to be on the ISBRA one.
I think Kathy was one of them.
Kathy, I'm in that one. I want to say, is Tina Chambers in that one too or not?
I can't remember, but I know Urbonic is the international guest.
Right. This is getting bad because I can't keep straight between the different symposia with all the meetings. So, but it is a different collection of speakers than RSA.
I'll be doing a talk at another symposium there as well.
Right. Yeah, I think we have pretty good representation. Even outside of the symposium that CFAS put together. Okay, well, just project updates then, I guess. Fong, you want to start us out?
Yeah, we have pretty much getting on working on the dosage differences and the stage difference of the alcohol exposures. So I think we have two analysis going for these different stage and the concentration of alcohol. One is the micro video, the other one is micro CT. So the micro CT should have those different finish up pretty soon. So we are in the middle of it now, analyzing them, so is the other one for micro video. And they seem to be very interestingly correlated well. The one we started with, heavy dose, and the lighter dose, the facial dysmorphology is not as contrast. as the heavier dose. So it appeared to be the dose has contributed to the facial dysmorphology. So we're yet to find out the stage, and that is the second factors that we're looking into it. Other than that, we're trying to put forward the micro-CT paper and working on, as well as the bone, each individual bone analysis. I think that piece, we have it settled for the data, and so in the middle of writing up. So that's the two parts keep us busy. And there's one more is the Tim's ship brains. We are heavily looking into the brainstem for their serotonin neurons. So we're looking to another 8 weeks to go through all the large number of the staining. So
okay. That's
where we are.
Fang, this is Dale. Could you remind me what the micro video is?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a small embryo at the gestation 17 or 15 days. And we actually put them under the microscope, just and rotating slowly. So we actually taken like a video. Actually, there's multiple clips of the single pictures, and then we were trying to put them into from 2D and into a multiple angle 3D analysis by two different ways. This is as presented in the RSA. And one way to look at it is the plan 2D anthropometry. The other one is put the stack together and using computation to looking for any computer recognized features. So we altogether call that a micro video method analysis. Sorry, I didn't get some more detail.
No, thanks for that explanation.
Okay. Tim?
Okay, so the data from our first study, we're now preparing for to put in a manuscript, and hopefully we'll get that out early this fall. And the second study, the first half of the animals are just about ready to start completing their behavioral studies. And we don't know yet whether or not we've hit the sweet spot with our new, slightly more difficult iBlink and T-Maze paradigms, but we'll soon see in the next few weeks.
Now, are these the ones that were choline treated as well?
These will be choline animals and controls, and so you know we'll know something on the behavioral studies in just in a few weeks, and then the brains will, you know, it'll take quite a while.
Right.
Because, you know, it takes many months for us to just process those big brains to get them into plastic and then cut and then counted.
Okay. Any questions for Tim?
Yeah, that paper will feature, the featured data will be the facial data. That's
okay.
Really the most interesting aspect of it. That'll be the most interesting aspect of that paper.
Tim, I understand the discriminant analysis actually can pull out those anthropometry, even though individual one doesn't have to be different.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's very interesting to be able to use a few different feature measurement to predict instead of just looking at their differences per measurement.
Yeah, we were very excited about that. Pretty high specificity and sensitivity.
Mm-hmm. We also short of, I think, the female control, I think. It's for some reason, was a lot of a sample that the brainstem was on the one gender. I can send you all the breakdown when we look into.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It the game of chance did not work our way.
So they're not 50-50 percent.
Not 50-50, and the N is relatively small. So
right.
That's the difficult thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Any other questions for Tim? Then we'll go to Raj.
We've gotten a number of samples now from Tim after we came back from RSA, including some plasma samples from LAMB, so we can actually start to look at the delayed effect. And we're right now freeze-drying the samples down to get to lyophilize them so that we can extract the RNA. We've also, been successful with getting our robot to do, automated 84-well plate PCR. So tomorrow is actually going to be our first trial run with plasma samples with that to see if we can get that to work. If we can, then we've been talking to the company, and we think we can increase the amount of plasma, at least for the human studies, down into the 500 microliter range, which is, I think, one of the problems right now. Where right now we are lucky that Tim can provide us with 6 mil for a sample. But with real-time PCR low-density arrays, we could get down to about 500, we think. And so that's for us, that's a big barrier to cross for human studies. So that's what's going on with the SHEEP project. I don't know if Tim mentioned last time, but Tim and I submitted a grant to NIH with imaging. Did we talk about that last time, Tim?
I thought so, but why don't you recap it? Just make sure people have heard it.
Yeah, give me a recap.
Okay, so we are in this grant proposing to use different types of ultrasound imaging, from clinical grade to research grade ultrasound imaging, to see if we can identify brain defects in Tim's sheep model. So we're fortunate here that we have access to one of the very high resolution ultrasound imaging that gives us about 40 microns resolution. So the idea is for Tim to image the sheep brains in vivo. Right now, the high-resolution imaging doesn't have a lot of depth, so then we take the brains out and image them in high-resolution format. The idea being that this might turn out to be a good equivalent to MRI imaging and be more easy to deploy in clinical settings. That was the grant we submitted.
Yeah, can I add something there?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So in this particular one, we're trying to adapt the same exposure period as Kathy and Feng are using. So it's different than our previous exposure paradigms. So instead, we're going to use a high dose that is like the developmentally at a similar time as causes the facial dysmorphology in the mouse model.
Tim, can you give us an update on, I know you were still working on the dosing the last time we talked about that. Where is that at this point?
What we've proposed is that we will start a little earlier than what we had, than our target time in order to develop some tolerance. Our sheep, they seem to develop tolerance fairly quickly, and just after a few exposures, it's already apparent that they've developed some degree of tolerance. And so we'll step them up, and we think we'll be able to get in the mid to high 300s in our target exposure period, which will be around 14 days of sheep gestation, which will be developmentally similar to Kathy's model, and we've been Kathy's a consultant on this grant, and she's helped us develop the timing of the exposure.
Does that influence their survival at all? when you start that early?
We haven't done it yet.
We don't know yet.
But the thought is that, I'm sorry, but the thought is if you titrate them up to that a little bit, that you'll minimize the lethality of it.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, I suspect it's going to work. And we're going to just see how high we can push it. But we think, you know, right now we start them at 1.75 grams. And we're, you know, I've already done sheep at 2 grams, and I know I can do that. And I think with certainty we can get to 2.25, maybe 2.5.
Okay.
Hi, it's Michael Charnas. Just came in. Sorry, I'm late.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
Good. We just went through the running through our updates, and Siraj and Tim were just kind of updating what they've been doing.
Just one more thing that I wanted to add, we just started doing. Fong was kind enough to send us some of his fetal mice to image, and we were trying to do a 3D reconstruction of the face with ultrasound. We can do the 3D reconstruction. The challenge is to do is the algorithms downline. So. But that's we just started the trial run of that.
Great.
Is the is a 3D render has that come out?
It's coming out and it sort of looks like a face, but we need some better algorithms. So as we get that done, I'll email you what it looks like.
Sure. We have people here can also do the 3D rendering. If that file is not too big, we can also look into there.
Right. I can put it on our shared drive like I did earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are huge files.
Yeah, I already imagined. Yeah, but right.
But I can do it that way.
Did you see the E17, E15? Which one's better?
They were trying their hand at one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that we could see the mouth and the lip area and the nose and the internal nares and things like that when we were reconstructing it. So we went up back to the orbits with the reconstruction.
Right. Okay, yeah.
But I forget what age that was that they were doing. I'll have to check up on that.
Right. You were preferring E15, but we tested E70, which is actually worked.
Yeah, it turns out for the face, it doesn't matter. We were able to get nice. The problem with E17 is that the bone gets calcified, so peering into the animal through the bone is difficult, but getting the face is no problem.
Right, okay.
So that's where we are right now.
Okay. Any other questions for Raj? So, Michael, since you joined us, there were a couple of questions. One was the RSA conference. Is there going to be a write-up on that?
The sense I have is that people think they might want to do it, but what was complicated is that everybody was showing unpublished data. Mm-hmm. And we have at least Rajesh on the line. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that was what worried me, that it was unpublished data, and I think we need additional validation. But we could do it as a theoretical thing, and that could lay the groundwork, you know, suggesting different types of the role of circulating microRNAs as diagnostics in a variety of different situations.
Right. It was true for each of the presentations that the data presented was almost exclusively unpublished. And the hazard is that, well, you can do one of two things. You can write about what you didn't talk about, which would make an unusual symposium review, or you can throw yourself a huge forward pass and hope to get the review out somewhat after you actually publish the data. And I think some of the things that we had under discussion are probably not going to get published in the next 6 months. That's my surmise, at least about the imaging and the behavioral, the neuropsychological testing. I don't know about the microRNA stuff. Is any of that getting ready, or is it still a ways away?
I think it's a little bit of ways away. What we need to do is, before you came, I mentioned that we just gotten some additional samples from Tim, and we'd also I think we're able to work with a new low-density PCR array where we can use smaller volumes of sample.
Uh-huh.
And then if we can get validating data from these new samples and from a different assay system, then I think we're good to go. And the other thing that arose out of the meeting that we had at the CFAST a meeting at the RSA is I think we need to do non-pregnant females and compare those to pregnant females, and we've just got some samples from Tim for that. So those need to be done before we are ready to publish.
Yes. So we might go the round one more time. It would be nice to have something. But what we could have in the next 3 or 4 months as a manuscript wouldn't be a depiction of what was discussed. And I don't know.
Sounds like a stretch, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a stretch. I think what makes a good symposium makes for a bad symposium review.
Right.
My philosophy on symposia is that you should be showing stuff that no one has seen before, at least half of what you have up there. There has to be some context as well. And I don't know if the context alone is sufficiently interesting. People could write up what they have published to date, I suppose, which was at least alluded to. I don't know that we have a good general description of CFAS out there in Acer, but I'm really ambivalent about this.
I don't think we should bother.
I agree. I think
there's general descriptions of the CFAS coming out in the next issue of the Alcohol Journal.
All right.
So that would, you know, that's addressing that.
That takes care of that. All right, I'll run it by Elizabeth and Sarah one more time, just to see. We'll have a little internal symposium email communication on it, and then we'll make a decision. And I'm a little uncomfortable with a symposium summary that doesn't have anything from the symposium.
Okay, did you have any updates for the ISBRA symposium?
I don't. I guess those are a little less integrated, I'm hopeful that the fourth speaker will be there, coming from Poland, and hasn't been a sort of eager communicator. But the rest of them, I have confidence that you and Kathy will be able to put together a good presentation. And yours and Kathy's are sufficiently different that we don't need to do as much integrating before the meeting as we were doing for the RSA meeting.
Right.
Can I ask while we're on that subject, Raj, is Sridevi coming along with her presentation? I haven't heard from her.
Yes, she is. She's working on the presentation, yeah. When did you need to...
Well, my understanding is that all of the presentations have to be to ISBRA on August 23rd.
Okay, that's what she told me as well. That's just, so she's trying to get it there to you before that.
Okay, all right.
Okay, John and Dan, did you have anything you wanted to...
What about your project, Jennifer?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That one. Well, we still don't have the data from the tissue, although we had a call last week with Carl and Jan, and I'm assured that it's forthcoming. But we discussed publications, and Tina Chambers was on that call, and actually discussed four publications. One of them would be an integration of the animal and human data looking at choline and choline metabolites. So I said that I really wanted to have the tissue values in terms of being able to explain what we're seeing. I think that if we just look at choline levels in the blood that breathe, they're very consistent, but I think we really want to see what's happening in the fetal brain tissue. So I'm told that it's going to be happening soon, but we are all starting to prepare some of those publications.
So the technological problems that they were discussing earlier this year, those have been solved, or relative to the fetal brain measures, or?
According to Jan, they think that they have it working now. So again, it's they had a teratology meeting, and it's like as soon as we get back, we'll work on that. So according to them, they had it working, and then they had some of their equipment wasn't functioning, and so supposedly it's all working right now.
Okay.
So when I see the data, I'll let you know. But that's where we stand with that. But we did want to, like I said, we're starting to prepare a manuscript that would be a combination of looking at choline and choline metabolites in both the clinical and the animal model.
All right. I don't have anything else that I can think of. So. Is Charlie on the call? I haven't heard him.
He's not. He's not.
Still in
England?
No.
Okay.
England. He's in England? Yeah, okay.
Dale and Bill, did you have anything to add?
I got nothing.
I'm fine. Thanks.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, then I'd like to thank everybody. And I think, again, we'll have our calls on these Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, first Tuesday of the month. So thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.